Here in the Central Valley, in one of the most polluted air basins in the country, we know that poor air is bad for our health. We feel it in our eyes and throat, and when we struggle to breathe. But what if air pollution is affecting us at a deeper cellular level? That's exactly what Dr. Kari Nadeau discovered a few years ago. She's a Stanford School of Medicine professor with an expertise in asthma and allergies. She noticed that many of her child asthma patients had abnormally low levels of regulatory T cells, which are crucial to maintaining a healthy immune system. Then she noticed something interesting.
I looked at ages, I looked at ethnicities, and then I looked at addresses. And lo and behold, the addresses were all in one area of the country.
Fresno, to be exact. Nadeau then compared the regulatory T cell function in kids from Fresno, where there's heavy air pollution, with kids from Palo Alto, where there's less air pollution. They focus specifically on exposure to one of the byproducts of combustion. PAH, as it's known by its initials, is made from gasoline and diesel engines and burning of wood and tobacco. The results were surprising. She found that even kids without asthma in Fresno had lower regulatory T cell levels, meaning reduced immune system function, than kids in Palo Alto with asthma. The children's immune function was measured by studying a gene known as FOXP3. In Fresno kids, this gene was also more suppressed than the Palo Alto kids. That means, she concluded, that exposure to the pollution was possibly causing changes to kids' DNA. That finding surprised Dr. Catherine Hammond, a UC Berkeley professor and a longtime air pollution researcher.
I have to say my jaw dropped about almost to the floor. I was stunned.
Hammond says that even for a small study, there was a clear and direct link between air pollution and kids' immune systems.
So the more PAH exposure that they had, the worse their T regulatory cell functions were. And then to find out that you could go deeper into the cellular level and find that, oh my golly, the air pollution relates to the degree to which there's been a change in their genes.
Nadeau's results raised more questions for researchers like Hammond. They began to wonder if air pollution's effect on the immune system could lead to other health problems far beyond asthma.
It's very clear air pollution is playing a major role in the health of people in Fresno and in surrounding counties. But at the same time, I think that we have only begun to understand the full extent of that.
Researchers from Stanford and UC Berkeley, including Nadeau and Hammond, could soon uncover some answers. They've received a major 5-year grant from the US EPA and NIH to study children's health and air pollution in the Valley. It's one of about a dozen children's environmental health centers across the country. The researchers will study whether exposure to the air pollutant PAH increases the risk of birth defects. Following up on Nadeau's research, they'll also investigate whether the T regulatory cell and the air pollutant play a role in children's risk of allergic disorders, diabetes, and obesity. Wait, obesity?
I was like a little surprised that that could be related. But in fact, there is a very clear path through which that might happen.
Is that because the foul air deters kids from playing outside? Nope, that's not why, says Dr. John Balmes. He's a physician at UCSF and UC Berkeley, who's leading the center's research into air pollution and obesity. He says the air pollutant can injure the lining of the lungs and cause inflammation.
If that airway inflammation is severe enough, it spills over into the circulation, so you have systemic inflammation. And we know that systemic inflammation leads to increased risk of both diabetes and obesity.
As part of the study, the UCSF Fresno team will take blood samples, which will be analyzed at Stanford. They will also test kids' lung function and measure their height, weight, and body fat. If their hypotheses are correct, the researchers' work could fundamentally shift the way we view air pollution as a health threat. Fresno State professor Dr. John Kappenman is leading one of the research projects. He says the idea that a polluted environment could not only affect the lungs and heart, but also change people's underlying genetics and cell formation is mind-boggling.
One kind of implication of this kind of study is we can really show this idea of epigenetic changes, changes in people's genetic makeup from their exposure to the environment. And those epigenetic changes potentially go on not only through their life, but actually get passed on to their children to the second and third generation.
The Children's Environmental Health Center has funding through 2018. The researchers expect to have some early results in 2 to 3 years. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.